You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't know. Are we ready to play already? Are we?
Let's just do it.
All right. Here's Alicia. Hi, Alicia. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Morning. Hi. What are you doing today?
We're going to the zoo with my 2-year-old and my newborn.
Hey, that's fun.
Didn't we just have a winner this week who was also on their way to the zoo?
Another guy was going
to the
zoo.
It was a guy.
Yeah. Be careful with that newborn. The monkeys break out sometimes and steal babies. You got to be careful with that.
They throw poop, too.
Yeah, they'll steal your baby and then throw poop
at
you.
Yeah, but who doesn't do that? I've been to some parties where that happens.
Yeah, ragers. So.
Well, good. You got a pretty day for it, too. It's going to be nice and, as I said, a pleasant day, Alicia, in the 70s.
Pleasant.
Today. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have anything else for us? Have any questions for us, Alicia, before we play this game?
No, I had my coffee, so I think I'm ready.
You're all fired up. All right.
All right. I'm just going to keep pulling out some ones that we've tried over the last 2 weeks without getting winners. I'm going to keep trying them until I get winners with them. How's that?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, Alicia. And by the way, note to everybody who's on hold. Our rule is don't hang up if we get a winner because we still want to come back and talk to you. So don't hang up if Alicia wins. Stay on the line because we still at least want to talk to you. Otherwise, I'm just playing the song by Imagine Dragons. We'd rather talk to you guys.
Yeah, we want to chit-chat. We want to meet you.
All right, 10 seconds, Alicia. How about 5 real estate companies? 5 real estate companies. You know, you've seen the signs out in the yards. Ready and go.
Prudential. I can't think of any.
Really?
I think of
Darn it. Metro Brokers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Porchlight
Group. Century 21.
So many.
Boy. I can't even remember the one that you sold my house.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
That's really good.
That is funny. Well, that's, you know, we enjoy talking to you. Plus, you still get to go to the zoo.
Yeah, go say hi to the hippos.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks, Alicia. Bye.
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 So now these people did not hang up because they know they got a shot at the prize. Hello, Zach. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
It's a Zach Attack. What are you doing today?
What are you doing?
I'm heading to...
Oop, phone's cutting out. Hopefully you're heading to Verizon to get a new phone.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
Where are you going?
I'm going to a job site.
Job site.
Yep. Check on the guys.
What's going on at the job site?
Oh, we poured some concrete retaining walls and sidewalks and steps.
I feel like we just talked to you recently.
No, I called in yesterday, and I can say thank you to my provider. You guys couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. So you're back to try again.
Yep.
You guys ever bury anything kind of fun in the concrete when you're pouring it?
Put dog footprints and human footprints and stuff into the concrete.
That's it. You don't throw like somebody's shoe into it while you're pouring or something to bury it?
No, I've never done that.
I'd be doing that all the time.
Artifacts.
Yeah, it seems like it would be fun to have something buried in it.
I'd like keep a bag of stuff in my truck just to throw in the concrete for fun.
Like an old stapler or something?
Something, you know, just a bag of junk and you could throw, you know, whatever in
it. Because who would care, right?
Nobody would care.
Just take up space. Unless it would make it unstable. Zach, would that be the case?
You got to be a little careful. I mean,
something small like a pizza cutter or something. Come on, man.
we'll keep that in mind.
They'll never do it.
The Dom and Jeremy Construction Company would have way more fun than all these
We'd
other
bury
construction
all sorts
companies.
Of stuff in hopes that, you know, years and years down the road when they're demolishing or rebuilding something there, they'd be like, holy crap, there's a pizza cutter in here.
And our construction company, every so often, a step would not actually be fully attached for, like, on the stairs.
Yes, right.
So you'd never know which one is going to be the one that's going to break through or something.
Breakaway steps. It's a little trick that we do.
We also want secret passages. We want fire poles.
And I want to slide. My latest one is a slide from the kitchen. Okay. The kitchen island. You open up a door, you get in the kitchen island, and you slide down to the basement.
Okay, see, that's good.
Yeah.
Zach wouldn't do that, though.
Nope. Zach's company's boring. Is the name of the company Boring Concrete?
No, but that's a pretty good name.
Dull Concrete.
Dull.
Oh, Zach, we're just having fun. We think you're exciting. You're a breath of fresh air, man.
I guess I haven't had enough coffee yet today.
Okay.
Don't you worry about it. Listen, 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
What's he got? What's he getting?
Five bands from the 90s.
Easy. Come
on. Five bands from the 90s. Ready and go.
Motley Crue. Quiet Riot. White Stripes. What? No.
Well, you gave me a couple of 80s. You gave me a couple of 80s and a 2000s.
Give me an NSYNC or a Backstreet Boys, maybe.
Alanis Morissette. She's an act from the 90s, right?
Pearl Jam.
Gin Blossoms.
Third Eye Blind.
Pearl Jam. Oh, man.
I'm going to them next week.
And
next
the
Thursday.
Wallflowers.
Yes.
I was in a store yesterday, and they were busting out Wallflowers. And I was like, oh, I want to play Wallflowers.
Let's play it. One Headlight. Plug it in. That's one of the greatest songs ever made. Oh, come on.
I like Wallflowers. I'm not sure that's their best song.
What?
What are you talking about?
How can you question me on this?
How can you doubt me?
No, go back. Go back one more. There it is. One Headlight right there at the bottom. That's all we have.
I like One Headlight, but that's the only one?
That's the only one we have in the system. Well, it must be played then. It's a sign. Oh, you try it with a space. You're making all one word.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, Zach. We're busy.
Yeah, I see that.
Why don't you think of some things to throw into your concrete when you get to work?
Okay.
No, it's just one headlight. That's all we're getting.
Well, so be it.
Right. Well, that's what I'm going to play here in just a few moments.
Okay.
Zach, we enjoyed talking to you, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You guys, too.
See you later, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Patience calls us all the time. You haven't played in the last couple of months?
Nope, I haven't.
No? You what are you doing today?
What?
Packing. We're going to St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, what's in St. Louis? I mean, I know what's in St. Louis. Like, you got the arch and stuff like that, but
it's beautiful.
What's there
that's
dragging
inside
you
it.
There?
My sister lives there. She just moved there, took over a Golden Corral.
Like by force,
is she armed and dangerous or something? I mean,
bring me the chocolate fountain.
Nobody's getting out of here
with an empty stomach.
No, she just took over being the store.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
we
not
can't
as
get
fun.
Anyone with a sense of
it's
humor.
It's not as
today.
Fun at
what
all.
Is going
patience.
On?
We're just having fun.
Why is everyone
fun?
Being so serious with us?
Boy, oh boy.
All right, so she's, I guess, managing a Golden Corral. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Guess all where right, you're good. Eating when you get there.
No, Golden Corral's gross.
Hey, hey. Don't you say that. They might advertise with us.
Oh, they know.
No.
That's so perfect. That's so funny.
That's a rude thing to say.
That's very
what about
rude.
All the wonderful people listening who work for Golden Corral?
They have delicious fried shrimp, I think.
Come on.
I think.
Hey, they're all nice people that work for them. That's true.
Yeah, the people are great.
Yeah. Well.
It's funny, though, that your sister's
the parking
there.
Lots are always full.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. It's
right.
Funny, though, that you're going to support your sister and you don't even care for that restaurant.
My goodness.
No.
All right. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
These are ones that we just cannot seem to get winners with, but we keep trying. Five people who are billionaires, like the founder of Golden Corral. Five people who are billionaires. Ready and go.
Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, Oh, I can't think of anybody else. The owner of Tours?
Oprah. All day long.
Mark Cuban. Did she say Bill Gates?
Kim Kardashian is a billionaire.
Yeah. And many more. Well, darn it, patience.
Are you flying or driving to St. Louis?
We're flying.
Well, good.
All right.
Well, safe travels
to you, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
She didn't seem like she was having very much fun with us at all.
Not at all.
What happened? That's what I want to know.
Hey, what happened?
You know what buffet I miss is Furs. Do you remember Furs?
Of course I do.
Furs Cafeteria. Good God, that was so good.
I got a bunch of family down in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Down in San Antonio, Texas, and down there, it's Luby's.
I think they all shut down now, though, didn't they?
What?
Is Luby's a spinoff of Furs or a different place?
Different place.
Oh, then it's probably fine. I think all the Furs Cafeterias closed down nationwide.
Luby's Cafeteria down in San Antonio.
Luby's. Sounds like you can get a chicken fried steak and your oil changed.
Either that or something else. If you're into a different kind of lube, I guess.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Can I get that and the chicken fried steak?
Chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes.
Yes.
And, you know, the mac and cheese.
It was so good. And the Salisbury steak.
Caleb, you ever been to one of those kind of cafeteria restaurants where you push your tray along and you just pick up the, you know, a la carte? Have you ever done that?
We had a situation like that when I was when I signed up for the military. That was pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, you get the little square of Jello.
Yeah, I remember going to some of the
food. It was the good stuff.
My dad was in the military. I went to some Air Force cafeterias, and it was not necessarily exemplary food, but it's probably come a long way.
Kind of the same thing, though. You know, you get your tray, and you go down the line, and
yeah. Well, thank you for your service to our country, Caleb. We appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy.
Absolutely.
What do you do now?
I'm a truck driver.
Nice.
What are you hauling today?
Today is some more alcohol.
Oh, we just talked to you the other day.
Yeah.
You're always calling.
Well, wait a minute. Did you play Rattle Off?
I haven't. At Rattle Off, I've played Boys Against the Girls a few months ago, but I haven't played Rattle Off yet.
All right. Okay. Well, you'll get your shot today, so don't blow it,
okay?
Yeah,
hopefully you're sober.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for a couple of reasons.
Yeah. Actually, we need to hurry and get a winner so we can play the Wallflowers.
Yeah, so hurry up, Caleb.
Do you know who those guys are, Caleb?
I've heard of them.
Have you?
But I can't say I'm familiar with their work.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
No, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, you might not recognize it when you hear it, though.
I don't know. Well, if you're in the same grocery store I was in. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's when I was on the canned food aisle.
That's my jam.
That's what was playing. All right, let's play Rattle Off, Caleb. 10 seconds. Give us 5 companies that make home appliances, like kitchen appliances. I want 5 different companies that make home appliances. Ready and go.
Whirlpool, GE, LG, Samsung.
Hit me with a Maytag.
Where's Maytag?
Maytag.
Maytag, man.
Westinghouse.
Bosch, KitchenAid.
Bosch.
Oh, buddy. So close.
Man, so right close. There. Well, now you can say you have played Rattle Off, so...
That's true. That is true.
All right, buddy. Stick around for the Wallflower song, okay?
Yeah, and send us a text and tell us how much you love it, okay?
I will do. Will do.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. Drive very carefully. Careful on those roads. We're down to one final contestant, and that's Mary, who's been patiently holding forever. Hi, Mary.
Forever. And Luby's used to be here in Denver.
They did? Not. Did they really?
When was this?
They did.
How long ago?
almost a century when I was just a kid. It's been a long time.
Long time ago, huh?
Long time ago. Yeah.
I remember the Furs in Denver, but I don't remember seeing a Luby's.
It was a long time ago.
Check it out. Check it out. Yeah, Luby's was. Yeah, I know, because I ate there and I grew up here in Denver. So
you had to ride your horse to it.
Did you? Yeah, she tethered her horse up outside.
Right.
Did you enjoy going to Luby's?
No. No.
Here it is. There's a photo from 1970 online. Luby's Cafeteria, Denver, 1970.
Huh? Was that over, like on Colfax or something?
It doesn't say where it was though.
Hmm. I mean, darn.
Awesome.
Mary didn't like
the
it.
The first comment on this, it's on Facebook from somebody named JD. I live in San Antonio and didn't know we had Luby's in Denver. There you go. Right.
There you go, San Antonio.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
What are you doing today, Mary?
Well, I've had a big morning. I got up real early at the butt crack of dawn to get over to a surgical center and get an epidural injection in my spine.
Ooh.
Why? Yeah. What's going on?
Well, you know, yeah, when you have a little back trouble, they can squirt some juice in there and make you feel better for a few months. So that's what I did.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, aren't they ever going to solve the actual problem, or are they just going to keep giving you injections?
You know, I will happily take injections over surgery. So
yeah, just mask that pain.
Well, it depends on the surgery, because I've had two back surgeries in my life, and both of them went fine. And I'm sorry?
Have you had a fusion?
No, I won't do that. They just took out disc fragments of my back.
Okay.
But I mean, that's still major back surgery. They removed all these fragments, and it's the greatest thing, man. I've been pain-free for 30 years.
Hmm.
Well, I think that's awesome, but they're telling me I need a fusion to fix
fusion. Go get
difficult.
Another. Did you get a second and a third opinion?
Yeah. I've had a couple of opinions.
They're all saying fusion.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not the
fusion. Yeah.
I'm not a fusion fan, so when it comes to backs or music,
We'll just stick with the needle.
Yeah, okay. You know? Get poked.
Yeah,
as you say, squirt some juice in there.
Sure.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, whatever works for you.
That's right.
All right. You're our last contestant, so you're going to get the easiest category of all.
I'm so glad, because I really want this Del Taco card.
Well, yeah. Who wouldn't? It's plus,
delicious.
You're dying to hear this Wallflower song, right?
Right. Yeah.
Jody sent us a text. She goes, I request a different Wallflower song.
Well, this is the only one we have. Then go to YouTube and listen to it.
She just says, I request a Wallflower. Yeah, we're getting it, Jody. Stand by. It's coming up as soon as Mary is finished here, whether she wins or not. Jeremy, can you come up with a very easy one for Mary so that we can be done here?
Don't embarrass
you. Five things you can't pick up because your back hurts.
And you can let your mind go crazy with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Five things that are too heavy for you to pick up, Mary. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
My dog, an appliance, chairs, my gardening equipment, a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's fine.
Why didn't you say like
a car,
an airplane, a helicopter, a tank,
a tractor,
a mountain,
your gardening equipment?
Yeah, a chair. You can't pick up
You can't pick up your hoe?
No.
No hoe. No go on the hoe.
She's hoeless.
For sure.
Well,
you got it, though.
You know what? We'll say you got it. You're a
winner.
Kind of a charity winner, but
that's
all right.
You're
going
to Del Taco. You can pick up a taco, I bet.
I can.
Don't strain yourself picking up those crinkle cut fries.
Yeah, just do one taco, not two tacos, okay?
One at a time.
One at a time. Be careful.
Oh, Mary. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to come back around, and he'll visit with you and tell you about that prize, okay?
Thanks for making it so easy. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Well, you as well.
Get well.
Well, there you have it. Another sterling edition of Rattle Off with your boys in the morning.